Alaska is facing a string of election races unlike any other. It features a top four primary and a ranked choice voting general election. Here are the details.
Voters in Alaska will have until the end of this week to vote in an unprecedented nonpartisan primary race. Under a new top four system, all candidates will appear on the same ballot with their affiliations listed next to their names. But only the top four runners will proceed to an August general election. That race will use ranked choice voting. A nonpartisan primary means there could be multiple candidates from the same party running in the general election. This could lead to interesting Republican-on-Republican and Democrat-on-Democrat races. It also means parties may not be able to replace a candidate should one withdraw. So far, some 100,000 ballots have been returned by mail. More than 160 communities also have access to on-site or early voting. This year, only one of Alaska's 60 seats in the Congress is up for grabs. This special election looks to fill the vacancy of Representative Don Young, who passed away in March of this year. A total of 48 candidates are vying for the seat. 16 of them are Republicans, 6 are Democrats, and 22 are running as nonpartisan or with undeclared affiliations.